Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Come on, Shannon. Every time she chooses the hackiest song possible. Every time.
For the Irish.
Anytime we have Irish people on, she comes to me with fucking Dropkick Murphys shipping off to Boston.
I don't know Irish music.
It's ridiculous, Shannon. Do a little bit of research.
I was playing
the funny thing is that Katie's proper Irish. This is actually Irish-American music.
Well, this is for you, Des.
This is for me, which I appreciate.
Yeah, we have some more Irish music for Katie. Don't you worry about that.
Okay.
Throughout today's show, we have an Irish-themed show today. A lot of people don't know this. I don't like Irish people. I have a real thing against the Irish, your whole culture, and your lack of pigment. I don't like it. So we're going to get into that today. We're going to talk about the issues with the Irish culture and the Irish people, things they do wrong and things they do right. No, I kid. I love Irish people. I have Irish blood, actually.
I do think that would be a good discussion. I got excited for a second.
Well, we could do that, too. Why not? But I do have a little bit of Irish in me. I do. If you guys look closely at my chin pubes, you will see a few little red chin pubes that pop out, and that's because I'm half white, and that's like an Italian-Irish household, traditional.
Oh, is that right?
Northeast Italian-Irish household. So it's a very Irish show today, guys. Can we get some green beer or something like that? What do they do on St. Paddy's Day? St. Paddy's Day every day.
When yeah,
well, straight away, you're showing your Irish Americanness because the Irish hate when you say St. Paddy's Day.
No, they love it. What are you talking about?
No, we don't like it. Also, this is all Irish-American stuff. I don't think we have green beers in Ireland.
That's fine. That's the great clash that we're dealing with right here.
Another thing I don't like about Irish people, you guys can't appreciate a compliment. We're trying to celebrate your culture, yet you got to be like, oh, well, look what they got. They got it wrong. Obviously, we got it wrong. We're American. We don't know anything about our own culture, much less your culture, but it's the effort.
But you English the name by calling it St. Paddy's Day.
St. Paddy's Day. What's the problem? What do you got to do?
Paddy's.
Party?
Paddy.
Paddy.
P-A-D-D-Y.
Am I saying P-A-T-T-Y?
Yeah, you're just Englishing it.
I just said St. Paddy. Relax, guys. It's a fuck. I said Paddy. I pronounce it as a D. You guys are a little bit uptight right now.
Well, in Ireland right now, your career would be over. But you're lucky you're in a safe space here in America.
I really don't mind.
I'm thinking about coming over to Ireland. I'm going to England, I believe, this fall. I'm thinking about making a stop in Ireland. I think my comedy would be very well received there.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm very racist.
You're very bold.
Well, on a serious note,
I'm not bold, okay? I
shaved
it.
Bold, I said.
Okay, you fucking bitch. I'm sorry, guys. She's got to go.
That's why he wears a hat.
On a serious note, you should try to get into they have a podcast festival in Dublin.
Do that.
Right around that time. So the timing could be perfect for you.
The Dublin podcast festival. Look it up, Shannon. Do your job. Instead of just playing hack music, why don't you do your fucking job for once? Sorry, I'm also abusing my female counterpart here in celebration of Irish culture. So that's
right. See, that's so nice.
That's inappropriate.
Is that true, though? I don't even know. I just guess that they abuse their women everywhere in Europe.
I just appreciate that you call me your counterpart.
That's right.
I'll take it.
Oh, he put you on an equal footing. Very progressive of you, Louis.
That's what I do. Sometimes I build her up to tear her down again. You can't just tear them down to build them up. It's got to go opposite once in a while as well. Des Bishop is here. Great show plan today. Let's get some plugs out of the way. Zach D'Amico running late. Got off the F train, which is a 6-minute walk for me, about 13 minutes ago. So Zach is huffing and puffing along. If you guys are out there in the Lower East Side, you could probably catch him.
I can see him walking through the door.
It's not the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. That is actually Zach D'Amico. A lot of people think they're turning on the Ghostbusters movie, but it's actually just the Real Ass Podcast and our live camera feed from Zach D'Amico. Welcome to the show, Zach. He's walking in right now.
He's walking in.
Very casual. Doesn't care. Could be late. Who gives a shit? Des Bishop is here. Also, Katie Boyle's here. Let's get that plug music going, Shannon, and get these plugs out of the fucking way and start our show. Des, what do you got to plug, my friend?
Well, myself and Katie have a new podcast. It's called The Shift, which is a Irish expression for making out. It's kind of an Irish sex and dating podcast.
Are you guys banging?
No,
we're not banging. In fact, we just talked about that yesterday on our episode.
You should bang?
we had a guest on who ended up banging his podcast partner, and it ended badly.
Story of my life.
Who it was a bit of a vision.
No.
So you guys have a podcast together. Yeah. I had no idea. That's awesome. That's really cool.
That's why we're here together.
Had no idea. Sometimes my podcasting production team is very unimaginative. So they go, oh, Irish, let's get them together. Boom. And that's that. It'll be, it's always two black guys. It's always like two slutty chicks. I'm telling you right now, these guys, they don't use any imagination. So you guys... So
sometimes it's the two black guys and the two slutty chicks together, and we just go home.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's like a charade podcast. That's more like a charade thing. But,
so what is it called again?
It's called The Shift. It's really like a sex and dating podcast for Catholic people, but a sex and dating podcast for people who were brought up really thinking they were doing a lot of things wrong, even having dirty thoughts.
Irish Catholic, and yeah, I'm the same way, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Dirty,
but I have a gig plug, if that's okay.
Of course,
this is the plugging section. I'm in Governor's Brokerage this weekend in Belmore, Long Island. So come check that out,
guys. Go out, throw up your fucking skank hands, let them know that the Real Ass Podcast sent them out to Long Island. Death Bishop, one of the funniest fucking touring comics in the world. Sort of a New York legend, the guy who left New York to go to Europe and fucking make a huge name for himself out there, and you come back to New York every few months and you're Mr. fucking man of the town. Are you living here now officially?
Yeah, I live in here now. Wow. I have a place on the Lower East Side.
This is crazy, dude.
I still bi-coastal.
That's what, but that was the story always of you. I remember when I started comedy, it was like Dez is the dude who fucking just went to fucking Ireland and killed it and made it fucking huge. And you were the story of like America. I remember Patrice ended up going to England, and I think that was maybe...
Well, that was a period of time where it was a bit quiet here, and a lot of those guys ended up doing well over there.
Yeah, but I think you were like the first guy.
Yeah,
I'm
not that guy, because I went there to go to boarding school when I was 14.
Really?
I wasn't an American comedian that went to Ireland. I was an American that got into comedy in Ireland.
Oh, yeah. See,
but I got to know those guys. So like, for example, like, I would come into the Cellar like a few years ago, and like Louis would be at the table and be like, hey, Dez. And then everyone would be like, how the fuck do you know Louis? And it's like, well, there's this whole other life that we have on the other side of the...
Yeah.
Other side of the...
He's
Atlantic.
Known for that.
Yes, true. How do you know Louis? Well, I got a story.
He's got a whole other life.
Yeah. I stayed in the room.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, dude, you gotta progress your career.
For that story, get the fuck out of here. Katie Boyle, would you stay in the room? Of course you would. What else you got to plug? You got your new podcast with Dez Bishop, which is fucking... That sounds awesome.
Thanks.
What else you got to plug?
I guess just follow me on Instagram. Katie Boyle Comic, please. Thank
Hell
you.
Yeah, Katie Boyle, very great. Crushing in the roast battles. That's why we've hung out so many times. I thought you had done the show before. I really had.
No, but I'm glad to be here.
Are you seem a little bit intimidated? Are you intimidated by me, Katie Boyle? What's going on right now? I feel like we're old. In my mind, me and Katie Boyle are old friends. In
we
her
are
mind,
friends.
She's going, this guy's fucking, he's going to hurt me. Does protect me.
No, not at all. We're good friends. Good.
But the other thing about Katie, she's the opposite. She came here. You didn't come here to do comedy, right? You came here to just have a life and got into comedy as a proper immigrant. A real immigrant.
I did do nannying.
I'm sure
I'm a stereotype.
Exactly. Do you still babysit? I need a new babysitter so badly.
Oh, but I code for you if you want.
We can talk.
It's
we can
so
talk.
Funny.
I need a new babysitter right now, and I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to get a new babysitter. You can't post it online or say it on a podcast. That's not a...
Oh, there's all female comedians are... Well, a lot of them are babysitters.
But I don't trust female comedians. One time I had a female comedian babysitting my son, and I came home, and the words vapid whore were written in his magnets on the refrigerator. And I was like,
she
okay.
She was being funny.
Yeah, but I know. It's
okay, what does vapid mean?
Vapid? What does vapid mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Without substance.
Google.
I was going to say like... all right, without substance.
Stupid.
My assumption would be sort of like empty.
Oh.
Offering nothing that is stimulating or challenging.
Well, look, if she taught your kid a very hard word, good for her, I guess.
She was describing about four or five of my exes.
Oh, it wasn't in relation to your child?
She just wrote it on the fucking...
She's just trying to be funny.
Yeah, and it was just still weird. It was still weird. Female comics are a dangerous breed. Zach Amico, what do you got to plug?
I think your son wrote it.
Yeah, he was just reading the room.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Every Friday at midnight, comics sitting down and watching a horror movie.
Fuck yeah, guys. The only thing I want you to do right now is buy the new special. Louis J. Gomez presents Louis J. Gomez at Louis J. Gomez presents LouisJGomez.com. Go fucking get it. Tell your friends. Spend a little bit of cash on it. I love you guys. Everyone that's giving me all the positive feedback. You're the fucking best. Do it. Go buy it for a friend. Why not? Skankfest tickets are sold out. That's it. You cannot get into Skankfest unless... The only way you're going to get all access passes, go follow Infinite CBD. If you go to Skankfest, infinitecbd.com/skankfest, they're doing giveaways every single week leading up to Skankfest. So make sure you guys do that. The only way to grab those all access passes, Skankfest is coming up June 21st through 23rd. It's going to change the world, guys. You don't even know the shit that we have planned this year. Bigger and better than ever before. 3 full days of partying. SkankfestNYC.com is the website. Maybe you can get tickets for Friday. There might be like a handful of tickets for Friday. I believe it's completely sold out. But go check. Maybe you can get a Friday pass and come out and see what you're missing out on for the rest of the weekend. Also go to iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. And yeah, tell a friend or two. Also go to merchpump.com/RAP. All the merch for Real Ass Podcast is right there. Doing a rebrand soon, by the way.
We got to do some merch, Katie.
Yeah.
We're definitely behind the curve.
Well, that's weird because merchpump.com is being rebranded to podcastmerch.com, and we're going to be talking to many podcasts outside of the Gas Digital Network. So.
Oh, so this is your merch company.
Oh, yeah. This is our company.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, we don't fuck around, baby.
Yeah, I can tell.
We don't fuck around, baby boys. Great show plan today. Zach Amico, what happened, buddy? You late today?
Train completely fucked me.
Yeah.
Sick passenger. No, no trains to J Street.
No way.
I would rather that passenger die. I really would.
That's the thought every time. That's a Patrice bit. Like, oh God, I hope they're dead.
Yeah, it would. It would. And it's not even a debate. I would rather them be dead than be 5 minutes late. Isn't that fucked up?
Well, what level of sick? What level of sick delays a train? That's what I want to know.
They're probably dead. Probably dead. Sick passenger, I assume, is somebody had like a heart attack.
Ugh. Yeah.
Sick pat? Why? Because they have to stay in the station till
ambulance. Yeah,
because
if you throw up on the train, they just lock the car and send somebody in to clean it and like clear that one car. They don't stop the whole train.
Yeah, I don't really know exactly what the whole sick passenger thing means, but there's no empathy on my end anytime.
I would have more empathy if the announcement was there's a sick passenger, trains will be delayed four, and then they give an estimate.
I think that they should never stop the train on the platform, or not on the platform. It should never be stopped in between the hallways, okay? Because I'm a lunatic. I can't deal with that shit. I've had times where the train stopped for like 15, 20 minutes, and I genuinely think about climbing out the train car.
Yeah.
And I'm crazy, but I'm not, I mean, there are people that would do that. Like, I have to fucking go somewhere. In my head, I could probably navigate the subway tunnels like a Ninja Turtle.
You can navigate it to the next stop. That's not that difficult.
Probably, right?
You'll probably be able to see the light of the next stop.
Yeah, I saw a guy jump on the subway platform the other day. Like a young, I would say kind of thuggy black guy. But dressed kind of nice. You know, so like, you know, hip-hop culture. Like, but not dressed like shittily or not a homeless person, but fucking crazy. Like manic in that moment. So it's weird when you see a manic person that's dressed like normal, you're like, what the fuck happened there? Because most people that are fucking psychotic homeless people, they can't put together a solid hot outfit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like this guy looked like he was fucking ready to go to the club. His fucking sneakers were matching his do-rag. He looked pretty good. And he was flipping out for some reason. And he jumped on the subway platform. And there was a subway a minute away. There was a car, a subway a minute. And he's sitting there like this on the subway platform, like cursing and screaming into the air. And I'm like, oh, shit, this guy's about to die. So I have a moment where I'm like, all
right. Sir, can I have your sneakers?
Your outfit's too nice to get squashed.
His sneakers were kind of fire, doggy. What do you want me to say they were? I remember thinking, I was like, those are fucking hot sneakers. So
they were about to be. I mean, it's the third rail.
So at this point, I'm like, all right, do I help this guy? Or do I pull up my cell phone and start recording his death? You have a moment right there.
Oh, yeah. You have to. Do I take out my phone or help? Well, you can't help.
You can do both. You can also
help. How can you help?
In selfie position and go, come on, buddy. You can do both. Right? Like, hey, I'm helping him. Look, everyone.
Your mother's going to see this if you don't get the fuck off the track.
Exactly. But before I could even make my way there, because I was halfway up the platform, another, I would say, nerdy white guy was, I guess, like, come on, dude. What are you doing? The train's coming. Like, he was just trying to, like, help the guy. So thuggy crazy guy jumps up off the subway platform or off the tracks onto the platform and starts getting in the face of the nerdy white guy that's trying to save his life. And it's like, you don't know me, motherfucker. You don't know me. And he's smacking the guy's bags. And now I'm like, I don't know. Something happens. Anytime white men are being attacked, I'm the only one out there that will help white people, okay? I feel bad for the white men.
It's because you're half white.
No, yeah, but don't tell people that, Katie. I say the N-word a lot, and I'm really trying to get away with it, so can we shut the fuck
and
up?
And on behalf of white people, don't tell people.
Exactly. They don't want me on their team. So I see this white guy now being attacked by this crazy fucking black dude, so I step, literally, I don't know what it is. I just step in between them. I had no plan beyond that, except I stepped in between them and I faced the black guy and I was like, what are you doing? He was trying to fucking help you. He's trying to protect you. And I watched the moment the black guy looked me up and down, and then all of a sudden his craziness like went down. And he was just like, he was like, motherfuckers, you motherfuckers don't know me. And he started walking away in the opposite direction. So I don't know exactly. He was in control of his mental state to a certain degree, because he was just trying to bully a smaller guy. You know, and when he saw it was a guy who could probably handle himself to a certain degree, he kind of shut that down pretty quickly.
So how long did it take you to wish that somebody had filmed you saving the situation?
I was praying to God. Had somebody? Why?
That's a viral right there,
nigga. I save people regularly. It's a thing that happens, I would say, once or twice a week. Now, granted, I also attack people regularly too.
So it's a wash.
Yeah, it really is. It's not a net positive for the world. I'm probably still in debt. I got to save a good 100 or 150 lives still in order to get myself back to the level where I'm a good person. But I'm working. I'm chipping away. I save people fucking regularly, because people will sit on a subway platform and they'll watch crazy shit happen. And for some reason, I don't know what it is, I snap into my mind, like I see that could be my kid, that could be whatever it is. And I'm a hero. So
that's great.
Aww.
It's great to be in the presence of a hero.
Especially
an imperfect one. Yeah.
I don't want to, look, I'm not going to, you know, pat myself on the back here, but somebody should.
I'm not going to pat you on the back. I'll do it after.
Katie. Come on.
I'll pat you after.
It's time to fucking, we should be snitching. Or what is it called?
Snitching. Oh, shifting. No.
We should be shifting. Snitching. We should be snitching that.
We should be playing Quidditch.
Catching the golden snitch. I know what's up, baby boy. So look, you guys run a Catholic podcast.
Well, it's not per se.
No, you're both Irish Catholic Catholic guilt in the
yeah. That's so we're trying to release people from their shame.
Their shame. I got it. Well, I was raised Catholic. I was raised. I told you I'm part Irish. Okay, so I understand what you guys are saying. Like, I remember on Christmas, I started masturbating very early, and I wouldn't masturbate on Christmas because in my mind, God, and I didn't even believe in God at this point, but in my mind, there's like a 0.00001% chance that there is a God, and he's watching me beat my fucking dick, and he can get in my head, and he can fucking read my thoughts. It's a fucked up thing.
I gotta be honest. It shows how not Catholic properly you are, because really it's Good Friday the day you shouldn't be jerking off. Not
Are you kidding me? That's why I call every Friday is a Good Friday in my house.
Good Friday was the day you shouldn't have been jerking off.
Hell yeah, dude. Why not? But I wouldn't jerk off on Easter. I wouldn't jerk off on Christmas. And I would just fucking, that whole day, just walk around with a raging boner. Just horny as shit.
Horny for God.
Imagine your Catholic guilt, and then multiply that by at least 10 in terms of Ireland. The church had a lot more sway over all aspects of Irish life
day. Just not masturbating.
Well, imagine having an angry boner, and then every once in a while, shit blows up.
Well, that was in the north.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what?
North
I
of the wall.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
But wait, so you guys wouldn't even masturbate? That's how much were?
Well,
she
a lot
only
women
started masturbating recently.
Yeah, until I came here. And prove I heard it was okay.
Wait, so you started masturbating recently?
In America. Yeah, like 3 years ago, maybe.
What?
Yeah.
So you're just discovering. So she's doing it all the time now.
It's great.
Because remember when we first discovered it? Remember when we first discovered beating off? That's the only activity.
That the Lord had given us such a pleasurable thing all to ourselves.
And why wouldn't, well, it feels so good. Like, why wouldn't you just masturbate
exactly,
all the time?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like, what else would you be doing? If you ever play Fortnite with me, because I play Fortnite with if you're listening to the show, Irish Joey, I know you're listening, Baby Boy.
Fortnite,
Hershock,
very big in Ireland.
Love Fortnite.
Yeah, my brothers play.
Maybe I'll play with them. Make them my friends. But they should know. If I ever say, I got to take a quick break really quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to beat one out.
Nice.
I gotta, whatever it is, you know, I'm not gonna not take care of myself. I could just sit one Fortnite match out and then come right back in, and then I got it all cleared out. I'm seeing things more clearly. So
once it's not after a good interaction with like a 14-year-old player, and you think I gotta go one off, then it's awkward.
You can't control it. You know,
looking for a room where there's 13-year-olds saying the N-word.
So that guilt though is a very real thing, and you had it. So you didn't masturbate until you were older because of that guilt.
And just because no one ever talked about women masturbating, I didn't know anything about it really, to be honest.
But you didn't just like one day when you were showering be like, oh shit, look at that.
No.
I don't know how women's bodies work.
Yeah, I was just gonna, I was going to say the same thing. I think for men to a certain degree.
You never did a handstand in the shower?
I'm just saying, like, when we're... How did I discover it?
Well, okay, so I would assume whatever about the physical thing of holy shit, this thing is, you know, looks like it needs to be touched. I think also the fact that we were making fun of each other even before we started jerking off about like, you jerk off. No, I don't jerk off. So the whole concept of jerking off is out there. So it's in your head.
Somebody brought it up eventually.
Whereas like women aren't going to each other, oh, you fucking bean flicker.
Boys are always talking about wanking, or you know, that's a normal conversation. But my sister now, she's 17, and she said that.
Hell yeah.
She said that.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. She's
sorry,
hot,
she's prime age. So what am I supposed to say?
Anyway,
she's ripe, ready to be picked. Go. Continue.
But she said it's still very much a ugh, girls masturbating is kind of talked about as if it's dirty.
Boner check. Really? The story's awesome. Mm-hmm.
It's not.
That's our whole podcast, man.
She's talking about her 17-year-old sister.
Well, actually, her 17-year-old sister has come up. She's 17 now?
In a month, I just...
Oh, yes. Yeah,
you're making me a fucking criminal now, okay?
Okay, 24 days. 24
I edited
days.
Out a few. I edited out a few of Katie's advice from her 16-year-old sister because I was like, Katie, I just don't think she's old enough to be including her in
Dougie,
the sex
that's a great segment, by the way. Advice from a 16-year-old, and you guys just get a question from a fan and you give it to your 16-year-old and then have her write in the response and you read your 16-year-old sister's response.
But that's
a really, like, just a 16-year-old girl's worldview on whatever it is to do.
But it's good to show that that's still sort of a weird topic now currently in Ireland. It's getting better, but it's...
But it also, another great thing that comes up from Katie talking to her 16-year-old sister is that there's been such a shift in Ireland. There's been such a huge cultural shift.
Yeah, there is.
That her sister,
all over the place.
Her sister is almost to a degree more open about sex than Katie was, and that's only a 12-year-old difference.
Yeah.
A 12-year difference in terms of the way that Ireland has changed.
You're 28?
I am 28. I look 23, though.
Yeah, you look very young.
I think I'll start telling people I'm 23.
Yeah, start lying about that.
I know.
You could actually start lying.
I think I will.
And there's an element of innocence that adds to the allure of Katie Boyle.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
23, baby.
We're really getting creepy now. The innocence of Katie Boyle.
That's her fragrance.
Yeah.
Katie Boyle, innocence.
I grew up where, and I mean, I guess it wasn't like... Nobody really looked down on sex in my house. It was more or less...
Well, they had to make money.
The idea that God was reading my mind at all times. So you would have a thought. We talked about it a little bit last... What was it called? Intrusive thoughts? We talked about that last time on the show. You'd have a thought, and then... you know what's funny? As I described it last time, because I was saying anytime I'm on a roof, like I have this urge to chuck a bottle off a roof, right? Or if I'm on a subway platform and somebody walks in front of me, like I could just push them in front of the train right now. Now I don't ever do it. And then I start having like an internal battle with myself. Like, am I thinking about murdering somebody? And then I start to feel guilty. Like I'm actually I'm going, am I fighting off an urge to kill somebody? I'm not. I'm just having an intrusive thought.
It's a random thought.
Yeah, but it's fucked up. And I think that all comes from Catholic guilt because as a kid, I would have a thought, like, whatever it is on Christmas, I'd want to jerk off or I'd think about something. And I think about it's always sexual probably as a kid. And then I'd feel very guilty, and then I'd try to fight it, and then I go, God's listening to me fight this thought right now. And I'm like, I'm actually probably pinging his interest even more right now because I'm having this internal battle. And now God's like, ah, what's going on? But that, I think, all comes from sort of that little weird thing, like God's always watching.
Impure thoughts.
That's so true.
They literally educated us with that. You probably don't even remember that was said to you as a child.
Maybe.
That you're responsible for your impure thoughts.
So, because they tell you that God can read your thoughts, I thought when I was younger that maybe other people could, so I would think impure thoughts on purpose to see if I could get a facial reaction.
Really?
Yeah, I was fucked up.
You were a little fucked up.
I like the idea of God going, he thinks Puerto Ricans can go to heaven.
God laughing at your hopes and dreams.
Well, how did you guys link up?
Dez is famous in Ireland.
There we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shannon.
The boat was arriving into New York Harbor past the Lady Liberty. I saw her at the front.
He was doing Caroline's, and I asked Caroline Gitmore, could I do a guest spot on the show? And she sent him my tape, and he was like, sure. And that
oh,
was
fuck
kinda...
yeah.
I didn't look at the tape. I was just like, she's Irish. That's fine. Well,
Irish
give her,
chick.
Give her a goo.
What am I going to do?
And then
he definitely didn't watch the tape.
I know.
No, I did not watch the tape. I literally, it's just pure
time to watch some
pure nepotism. Not nepotism. What's the word for when you look after your fellow country people? You know, because it was just a guest spot. It didn't matter anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
like, of course I'll give her.
Worst that could happen is she can embarrass herself for 5 minutes and you clean up the mess. It's not that hard.
It wasn't a big. And she was.
And she's great.
She did the job.
Katie is a fucking monster. She's a very, very funny comedian.
Thank you.
There's no way you're that good of a roast battler without being a great comic. So I'm assuming that you're still growing and doing your thing, but that's awesome that you guys are doing something together.
The podcast thing came about because I had had this idea for a while of doing like a sex podcast for Ireland, because there's a lot of them here, but there was actually none in Ireland, and Irish people fucking need one.
Guys, we fucked.
You've got an incredible skill of just popping out a gem like every 2.5 minutes.
Can't hold the conversation for shit.
No. He's not listening to any. He's just listening for setups to punchlines.
Dude,
you'll
it's
see
fucking
his eyes start twitching back and forth like a computer.
Here
it's
comes a good
brilliant.
One. Yeah. Guys, we fooked. Guys, we shifted. So anyway, I literally, because I'm living here now a lot of the time, I was just looking for an Irish person in New York.
Hell yeah.
And it's very limited. So I was like, I said to Katie, would you have an interest in doing a sex podcast? And Katie said...
She's like, you had me at, would you be interested in doing sex?
I said yes, but I said once I can be the inquisitive one.
Yeah, well, no, she said, like, I don't have much experience with sex.
I'm not. So it's a lot of learning for me.
Why? Do you not have a lot of experience with sex?
I'm getting better.
That's the vibe of the podcast. Basically, if you're looking for the vibe,
you don't even have to be good at sex. I mean, I guess you do, but...
No, she's great at sex because...
As long as you don't do the thing where you keep your ass too close to the ground and we have to keep on pulling your fucking hips up. Those are like, you know, beyond that, if you just lie there, like, you're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean...
No, I think...
We're a bit more of a two-way street podcast.
Yeah.
I just think I've learned a lot since I came over here, like, especially with, like, how to come during sex. I just didn't think that...
You didn't even think that was a thing.
I didn't even know. I just presumed I was enjoying it until I came over here and I was like, oh. So
am I the only one like fully erect? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed
to
do right
now?
It's not my fault here. It's Bluetooth. It's a sponsor on the show.
My American friends that listen to the podcast, it's funny you've said it now, but when Katie says come in the Irish accent, my friends have told me it drives
she doesn't even
little...
understand like the way she's making me blush the way she's talking. She's like, so now I know how to come. And I'm like, do you know how to come?
It is. But it's endearing. It's endearing.
Yeah, it's fucking hot as hell. How many dudes have you banged? Not that many, right?
No, I've had a fair amount, but we're a little bit more quiet about it. And then secondly, but then compared to my American friends, that's nothing. So I thought it was a fair amount, but apparently...
What do you think is a fair amount? I want to hear the number. You know the number, Katie.
I don't know the number.
You don't know the number? You lost count?
No, I didn't. I just don't count. I don't want to say the number.
You don't want to say the number. It's a fair amount.
Is it? So you know
you
the number.
You can Google a fair amount. No, I don't know the number, but I have a...
It's
have
way less than his.
I have a fair idea.
Of course it's way less than his. Look at him. He's gorgeous. He's got that smile.
As I always like to say, I just have many more years of an opportunity to
of
do
course.
It rather than be... I've always been a fairly dirty cunt throughout my life. However... by the time I was Katie's age, it's nothing compared. You know, like the 30s and 40s were a lot better to me than my 20s.
Well, you know what it was? I think in my 20s, I was just trying to put up numbers. Just trying
I was in a long-term relationship for a lot of my 20s.
So was I. But...
got that.
It's a different time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, but having said that, yes, but it still restricts the number to a certain degree.
Yeah, of course.
It's not the same freedom.
No, but in a weird way, it's even more. Right, because girls can smell the other women on you. So,
that's as soon as you're in a relationship, people, it's the golden rule. They just throw themselves at you.
It's weird.
Oh,
it's fucked up. It's fucked up.
It is fucked up. They smell you're happy, and they're like, "Yeah, I want to ruin this."
I don't exactly know what it is. I don't know if it's like
if it's evolutionary or what.
There's like a thing where maybe it's like a deviancy. It's the same. Deviancy that men feel, and we have to go a little bit darker and dirtier and more fucked up, right? Women just be like that right there seems very like fucking deviant. Being the other woman, being
it's not just women though. I think it's men as well because they can just smell that you're you don't need them.
Men aren't like that though. I'm telling you right now, men are very, especially around me. Like I'm a fucking duty type dude. Like you know, like I'm not. When me and guys talk, for the most part, if there's not chicks around, we have the fucking, the same locker room conversations they were talking about Trump having. That's like me and my fucking buddies, right? Like, that's not a crazy conversation. Like, that concept of, like, you know, just talking like pieces of shit, that's the way me and my friends talk. And I don't think that, where did this thought come off of? You were saying that men are the same way?
You said that you think it's more of a woman thing.
No group of guys is like, oh, man. She's so much hotter now that she has a boyfriend.
But right. I don't think women talk about that either.
No,
not that they talk. Let me say, it's not that just you're a single woman are more attracted to you now that you're married. That's probably because mate choice copying, a biological process that exists across species, when females are more attracted to males based off the endorsements of a third party. Now, this effect is less about homewrecking and more about sharing notes, according to most studies. Interesting. Very interesting.
So it's like we know, you're like, you're
yes, like, oh,
a safety factor.
Well, exactly, me having a kid now, that fucking.
Forget it.
I see. Every woman that's ever given me a vibe in my entire life, they like every picture of my kid on Instagram. Yeah. I can just go through it. I was like, all these chicks have one. Like, you can just tell.
I would love to be a stepmom. I think as well then for the women,
because
they're
then
like,
you don't
I don't
have to fucking bang one out yourself.
Yes, great.
Kid, can you leave?
Okay.
You leave. You're really making me uncomfortable. I have a girlfriend. And you need to stop, okay? You're really being flirty.
I'd also like to add that perhaps there's a fear element to men in that there's more hazard to being with a man's woman than there is.
A man is going to fucking kill you. Debate. It depends, right? But there's a shot that this guy is going to fuck you up. The repercussions there are way bigger. Most women are just going to be catty. They're going to say mean things. Fuck you, right? Most women aren't going to beat your ass.
No, but an ass beating is probably nicer than what a woman could do to you. She'll destroy your, you know, like, I don't know, she'll get you on
kill you on maybe. Social media, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, I don't like drama. I'd never go for someone's partner because it scares me, the drama.
But yeah, I think there is some, there's no guys that I know that are like, oh, dude, she's got a husband. I'm into that.
No, but I mean, I think that people smell it off you. I think it's like, do you
I
know,
think it's also just it's like,
is there a Google? Sorry, go ahead.
It's just coveting. Like, look at the way beyond partners, look at the way products are advertised to men and the way products are advertised to women. For men, it's, if you have this, women will want to fuck you. For women, it's other women have this.
Yes.
Don't you want it?
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Whoa.
Now once in a while, he says something.
Now that changes my opinion of you. That was not a quick witted line. That was serious knowledge.
Some deep shit right there.
Whoa. Yeah. Is there any Googling on the men wanting other men's women?
No. It's harder to find. I'm looking for it.
If the woman comes across like not needy because she's already in a relationship, they don't even need to know you're in a relationship. Does that make sense?
Maybe. No, like, you're right. I understand.
Desperation.
I think that there is. Every time I've gotten into a relationship, girls start coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And they start doing it in a way where they're like, well, you're in a relationship, so.
Oh,
you're like, you fucking bitches. I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Honestly, I can't tell the difference because they're coming at me all the time. So
yeah,
really,
it's
hard
much.
To say.
What are you
gonna do? Like, is it now that I'm with somebody or is it just because I get pussy all the time? it's hard to tell the difference.
Just a fucking pussy crusher.
So
I mean, I'm kidding. I have the pussy whisperer.
That's what
joke
called on our podcast.
But on a serious note, I definitely think going gray helped with the ladies.
Yeah, for sure.
You have a retired tennis player vibe.
Well, that was an accident. I didn't mean to look.
You look like a golfer.
I didn't mean to look as Luke Wilson, Royal Tannenbaum's as I did this afternoon.
Yeah, you definitely have the salt and pepper thing. I think that helps. For me, it's over. I'm just, you know, the older I get, I'm just getting fatter and more bald, and my fucking, you know, my hair's just coming in patchier. It's a goddamn nightmare. I need to start adding money and net worth and more things. I need a nice car because...
But the success of the podcast and all that is very attractive to
people. No, yeah,
like,
women
I'm
like
sure
that
you
too.
Have loyal fans that are dying to...
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm locked down in a relationship with a crazy
really
Puerto Rican chick.
Girlfriend. She's
yeah, she's also... She will... To have women
hot.
Not fighting you, like, she will fucking fight you. If you touch me, ladies, she will fuck you up. I mean, she's crazy. She will fuck
you. But even that hazard adds... That's...
It's hot. She punches harder than Harrington. She really does. There she is. Look at her.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
When she was
yeah,
when she
good,
was being
bro.
A fitness model,
yeah.
Apparently. What the fuck was that? What the fuck is that? Why does she have that?
That was her influencer days.
What the fuck is that? Why does she have a photo of her working out? She's worked out 4 times in her life.
Wow.
And it says, it's what's good, Nike?
What's good, Nike? Okay.
Oh.
She tweeted.
That's a typo.
She's looking for free shit.
All right.
looking for free stuff.
All right, gentlemen and lady, we should talk about BetterHelp, which is a great new sponsor on the show. Maybe you guys have something going on in your life and you've wanted to see a therapist, or maybe you are seeing a therapist and it's just a little bit inconvenient. BetterHelp is a great, great service that can help you link up with an online counselor. You can do video chats, you can do audio chats over the phone, however you want to do it. And it's really convenient. I travel a lot, so being able to see a therapist in New York City is sort of a pain in the ass to come up with any sort of regular schedule. BetterHelp enables me to see a therapist when I'm on the road. I get to do it right from my apartment. I don't have to spend an hour in traffic getting to a therapist, an hour getting back. It's a huge time-consuming thing. And I'm super excited to be working with BetterHelp. Now, I know, look, I got to address the fact that we had some feedback. Some people hit us up being like, oh, yeah, well, BetterHelp, their terms of service is a scam. I've done my research on this. I've put a lot of time and effort into looking at the sponsors. I don't have to work with any particular sponsor. We have a lot of sponsors on this show. I address it. I spoke with BetterHelp in particular. And the reality was their terms of service, they were protecting their ass, okay? They were essentially saying, if you were linked up with a counselor that wasn't right and you ended up killing yourself, that it wasn't going to be BetterHelp's fucking problem. Which, if you go and get an Uber, in their terms of service, it lets you know, like, hey, if they find out that Uber driver is not actually licensed and they get into an accident, Uber's not responsible for that. It's just sort of the way that these companies cover their ass. Since then, BetterHelp has changed their terms of service to make it more clear. They are accountable to make sure that all of their therapists are licensed. They have a very clear process for hiring people, and they only hire 15% of the therapists that sign up on BetterHelp. Believe me, guys, I'm telling you right now, I would not send you to a company that I didn't believe in. I didn't think it was a good service. I really think this is very convenient. I think it's a great service. So if you guys want to try it out, we're going to give you 10% off your first month. Go to betterhelp.com/realass. That's betterhelp.com/realass. 10% off your first month. If you don't like the therapist they match you up with, they give you a questionnaire. They can change your therapist at any time. You can keep on trying new ones and find the one that makes sense for you. But give it a try. It's 10% off your first month. Betterhelp.com/realass is the website. And yeah, see if they can help you out. All right, where were we? So this was a thing that I read today. I guess there was a woman who tried to do, was it the London Marathon? Shannon, the one that I sent to you? It was a marathon.
Yes.
And she was trying to set the world record for, I guess, a marathon or dress as a nurse. The fastest
time. Oh, I saw that. Yes. Very quickly saw something about that, but I didn't read it. Yeah.
Pull up the story, Shannon. But she was denied the world record because she wasn't wearing a skirt, so she was wearing scrubs. She was wearing her... She's actually a nurse, I believe. A woman who wanted to break the Guinness World Record for running a marathon dressed as a nurse has been told her successful attempt doesn't count because she was wearing scrubs and pants rather than a skirt. Jessica Anderson, a nurse at the Royal London Hospital, ran the city's marathon last Sunday in the outfit she wears to work. But she was told beforehand by Guinness World Records that she would need to wear a blue and white dress, aproned, and a traditional nurse's cap for her effort to be valid. Full body scrubs are too close to the organization's definition of a doctor's costume, officials added. So yeah, she's upset, obviously, because she ran the marathon. But I got to say this. They told you the fucking rules. It is what it is. I understand, like, maybe their version of what a nurse's uniform is outdated. Fine. That's okay. You're right. Sure. But the parameters were clearly defined before you did it. And then afterwards, you're sort of going like, oh my God, they didn't let me win. I don't know. I think that's kind of fucking weak.
So I like the balls on the Guinness Book of World Records.
That's what
guys.
I'm saying.
No. You know what this means. Sexy nurse.
Exactly. Real ass dude of the week. Guinness Book of World Records. Thanks, Shannon.
He's a real ass dude.
Oh, that's what that is.
He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
But it's not important. That's the thing. Like, I can understand it from the point of view of it's a lot easier to run in scrubs than it is a skirt. So you're breaking a record in an outfit.
Yeah, exactly.
Way more conducive to speed.
Exactly. Way more conducive to speed. Way more conducive to being comfortable, not being gawked at. There's an element when you're running a marathon in a mini skirt, dressed as a nurse, sexy nurse. You know, the men on the sidelines, they're thinking bad things about you. And the difference, look, if two people are close, let's say there's...
grabs the cup of water and pours it all over.
If there's two people that are very closely matched, that psychological edge is going to be a major difference. I'm with you, Des. You're right.
Well, I mean,
that bitch needs to know her role.
There's more important battles. In terms of the battle of the sexes, there's more important battles.
You're right.
Also, it's kind of just a bit silly, isn't it?
So then,
I don't understand. Why do you want that record?
Yeah.
Is it for some sort of charity or something?
No, you just want the. I mean, I understand why you would want a Guinness record. It's kind of fun.
Oh, like this is okay. I don't know. It still seems like a silly.
It is just silly, but I understand why she would do it.
A lot of those world records are. Yeah, there are a lot of them. But it's honestly, she's getting more notoriety from this. So really, it's a win-win for her.
She wins. So she can't complain.
She can write a book.
Here's when if Guinness Books budges and they say, fine, we're going to change the definition of what a nurse wears, they can have their Real Ass Dude of the Week honor retracted. I can take that back in a heartbeat. So.
Oh, you gave them an honor.
I just gave them an honor just now.
Oh, and are they men? How do we know they're men?
You can be Real Estate of the Week even if you're not a man.
No, but I mean, how do we know the Guinness guys who said it? Maybe it'd be cool if it came out and it was like, no, it's a lady who said it.
Oh, is it a lady?
I don't know, but that would be fun. She was that like, I just fun. Like this outfit.
It's a big bull dyke. She's like, no, you gotta wear a skirt.
I wanna see your legs.
Yeah.
It's no fun for me in your scrubs.
Just a fucking
smack lamb.
She could have wore the skirt and just wore bicycle shorts underneath. Yeah. Oh, but I guess it's the sexism part.
Well,
it?
If from her perspective, she's like, oh, I'm wearing my nurse's uniform. I want to wear what I wear to work. Like, and she's just a fucking twit and didn't realize the rule, whatever it was, you know. This is the outfit she should have worn. This is a great outfit.
Oh my God. Okay.
I'm not exactly sure she had to wear that.
Well,
but, you know.
If it were really hot and she could still wear bicycle shorts.
This is great. This is how every nurse should dress.
Do we have a traditional nurse's outfit according to the Guinness Book of World Records? What?
Right. Look, that's not very revealing. If every nurse dressed like the other nurse, there would be a lot of sick people.
Yeah, so she needed to dress like that, but she chose to wear the scrubs.
Yeah, she dressed like a doctor. That's the point. She wore the doctor's uniform, and then that's a separate thing. That's probably a separate record.
Oh,
why didn't she just try to break the doctor's one?
Because the doctors are fucking dudes, and you know they're fucking smoking her dumb record. Her record stinks. No offense, Kate. It's a fact. Okay?
But by the way, just for the record, why doesn't there's a lot of male nurses. Why doesn't some nurse put on a dress and beat that record?
Because everyone would call him a fag as he runs by. It's difficult.
That is fine.
today it's fine.
It's like he can run the whole race being like, that's fine.
That takes so much work. The gay fashion of America. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah, this isn't a real problem in the world, but you know, I understand her perspective. Maybe we should change the definition. I don't like the fact that airlines now are trying to dull down the sexiness of the stewardesses as well. You can't even call them stewardesses anymore.
I didn't know you couldn't call them air hostess. I got in trouble at
what do you have to call them now?
Sky pig. That's what I call it.
I thought flight attendant.
Oh, flight attendant.
Yeah, I got in trouble for air hostess.
Would you say he's called her a...
I was at a show and I said, this air hostess, and then someone afterwards came up to me and said, that's not the technical term. I was like,
wow.
Wow.
I didn't even know air hostess was an issue.
I didn't know they were up there with the...
Yeah.
The downtrodden.
I thought that, yeah, I knew that stewardess was an issue. You're not supposed to say stewardess anymore, but there was the one airline recently who they said it's no longer policy for their flight attendants to wear like lipstick. I guess they were supposed to wear like really red lipstick, which... Why can't why can't there be jobs based off of your sex appeal? Why can't you do that? Like, why couldn't you say, I only want to start a business where it's hot stewardesses or hot, and we're going to call them stewardesses, fuck it.
Yeah, right? And then whoever joins the job,
you get the job.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I want to be hot. I want to wear.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing, you know, why can't a strip club discriminate based off of a chick being hot, right? But an airline can't.
Well, that's a good question.
Des, maybe you need to fucking come up with some answers. How about that?
I didn't know that was the road you were going down.
The answer is because some people will just never be happy.
Virgin Atlantic won't make female flight attendants wear makeup or skirts anymore. But that's just a big, nice little marketing move.
Yeah. Virgin. Virgin. That's where the evil air hostess was. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is just a thing of corporate responsibility, blah, blah, blah.
But it's not even that. They do it at a time now where they go, cool, we could spend, a couple $100,000 on a marketing campaign right now, or we can make this move, hire a publicist, let everyone know that Virgin is now, you know, on women's side and we're no longer making them dress like fucking sluts. And that
does more for, that's a valuable thing for them. So it's just marketing. That's all it is. It's not, I don't trust anybody. I'm such a skeptic. I just don't trust anybody and anything they say. Everybody has a fucking ulterior motive for anything they're doing at any given time. Like even right now, I'm distracting you guys. Harrington's going through your purse right now, Katie. Thanks, Harrington.
I do have my laptop in there. I trust everybody all the time.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, okay.
You're a good person, see? I know. That's what it is, Katie.
I'm going to get
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
What is he? Is he a comic too?
No.
What does he do?
Engineer.
What is that?
Russian
engineer.
What's an engineer?
Oh, he just like fixes things. It's not like a fancy engineer, but it's like
right. Engineer is the one job where it could be.
It could be anything. Yeah.
He could be a guy who fucking.
It's a real job though.
Drives a train.
He runs a team that keep a hotel working. So just like if something falls apart, it's kind of like more like maintenance, but. He's like the manager.
He's a janitor.
He's a super.
If somebody throws up on the floor of the hotel,
he engineers a cleanup.
But I saw his paycheck.
Sawdust.
I saw his paycheck.
From 6 to 10 a.m., he lays out bagels in the restaurant.
It says engineer on the paycheck, though, so that's what they call him.
Okay, all right. So, that's good.
When I went through his mail.
He understands systems.
Yeah, he's a scary.
Have you experienced any, because a relatively recent relationship, have you experienced any jealousy yet or any moments of mm-hmm. who the fuck is this bitch?
Oh, shit. Is he going to watch this and get jealous?
No. For me, I said, he's not going to listen to this. He listens to ours, so I haven't said it on ours. I answered the phone to my best guy friend. And when I was saying goodbye, I said, I love you. Bye. And
that was a thing.
Oh, his jealousy from him. Right?
He says it wasn't jealousy. He just says he's never heard a woman say that to a guy before. And he just wanted to know what the relationship was and if we had slept together before.
Had you slept together?
No, but I got really defensive. So it looked like I had slept with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got really high pitched and scared and panicky. And then.
All right, your cock's delicious. Talk to you later.
And then it got a little weird, but yeah.
But you had never even hooked up with this guy.
No.
But he started giving you the old fucking.
He was really intense.
Is he older? Or is he your
age? He
did
something really weird, whatever. He told me I could do it on stage, so I guess podcast the same
thing.
That's
fine.
We were very close, and I was very panicky, and then he touched my pulse.
No way.
No.
Whoa. Yeah. That's fucking weird.
Like a CIA profiler? Yeah.
This guy's in the fucking KGB or whatever it's called.
I was like, did you just lie detect me? And he was like, no, it's just because you're like being very like panicky. I was just making you aware that your heart rate was up. And I was like, I think that's really weird.
How long have you been with this guy?
So it's very new.
How new?
A few months.
A few months.
Katie.
He's checking your pulse.
That's a big red flag right there. He checked your pulse. That's another fucking level of crazy. I've never even heard of somebody doing that.
But everything else is great.
I, like, I just need to you hook you breakfast? Up to this machine. Don't worry. It's okay. Don't worry. Just answer these
that
questions.
That sounds like a defense more than something you. Like I was checking her pulse with both hands.
Yeah. We'll see.
He waterboarded you.
He checked your fucking pulse.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't tell you yet.
Well, you didn't fucking tell that on our fucking podcast?
Well,
save
he
it for these fucking
to
Johnny
it.
Come Latelys to our life? What the fuck, Katie?
We can do an episode on it when I die. It was very, I don't know.
Is he a lot older than you?
He's 5 years.
5 years older. So he's in his 30s.
Yeah.
And he's Russian.
And he's a Russian. I didn't know he was. I thought you just kept on making KGB jokes.
Cause... No, he's Russian.
He's Slovak, but same.
Oh,
thing.
He's Slovak. Yeah. I thought you told me he was Russian.
No, and I just have jokes about him being Russian because people don't know where Slovakia is.
They don't?
Well, I have a joke about how they don't know where Slovakia is after I pretend it's Russian.
Oh,
so.
He's Slovakian. Either way, Eastern Europeans are a bit cold.
Does he have an accent?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doggy. Guy is scary.
I know.
Mm. Did you ever see Red Sparrow?
No.
This is sort of what I'm imagining is your life
I'll
right
watch
now.
It.
Yeah.
Well, and then he also, but jealousy on my part wasn't necessarily jealousy, but when he got weird about my friend, I then threw in his face, which I probably shouldn't have. I said, you can't be weird about my friend when his ex-girlfriend's name is on the post box, her stuff is still there, and his Facebook is dedicated to her. So I was like,
whoa.
You need to give me the same rule. I was like, I haven't been uncomfortable before, but you can't be weird about me having a guy friend.
So he was living with this chick.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She moved out recently?
A year ago.
And her name's still in the fucking mailbox.
Yeah, I took it off.
Where is she?
He's in love with her. In his heart.
I
in his heart and mind, apparently.
She's still alive?
She's still alive. I Googled her just to be sure. And I didn't stalk her Instagram or anything, so I didn't want to go too far, but her name came up on our Netflix, and I was like, mm-hmm, nope. And then I went and Googled it, and then she's still alive. She's actually very successful, and she's very pretty as well.
Is she hot?
I think we'd be good friends.
Let me see her.
I think you should just make sure that there was no...
No, nothing. Like, what came up was her success. No, like, oh, my Slovakian boyfriend beat me. So that's good. And
people don't post
time.
It usually.
No,
only
don't
crazy.
Post it,
this is a weird thing, right?
Check. Like, just say, listen, I'm not trying to make you jealous, but he checked my pulse, and that was a little weird. And I just need to know if it's going to escalate from pulse checking to anything stranger than that.
Yeah. Well, you know, but this is the other point. Okay, so that was really weird, but everything else has been amazing. Everything else. So it's like,
I've heard that on many MSNBC Sunday night. You know, everything was fine, and then
boom,
it went bad.
Yeah.
It's just these little things also new. So what you're seeing now are, in the beginning of a relationship, everything is hidden. Every little bad thing, it's supposed to be. All your insecurities, you don't go to, you're dating a new guy, and be like, just so you know, I've never cum. You don't say that. You're sort of like, you know, you're on that first date, you're like, oh, I cum all the time. It's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm cumming right now. That's what I imagine. That's what you would need to do. You want to project, you want to put your best foot forward. Okay?
That sounds like such McGregor intimidation, by the way. I cum all the time.
I'm cumming right now.
Yeah, I'm cumming right now, but don't tell the police that because there's a current active investigation.
Oh, yes, there is.
Oh, yes, there is.
But yeah, I would say that this guy's a little bit of a red flag.
Yeah,
because it's so new. Everybody... This is the first one. I think we're gonna invite you back on the show in 3 months. We're gonna do an update every 3 months. There's gonna be another big red flag every 3 months.
He hit me, but it's fine.
The
no,
Katie
I'll
report.
Get out if he does.
Yeah,
which is another investigation into Eastern European behavior.
Yeah, we'll see.
Shannon, let's this is also a news program. Not only do we defend the white man. And support white rights across the board. What?
Can I just say something really quick before? I know you're about to jump on, but
it's okay.
Katie often experiences a weird scenario where she gets lumped together into white people stuff in arguments that are often about people that are anti-immigration, even though she is a 100% certified immigrant.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Katie type of immigrants.
No, I get that, but it's just interesting that people often can't see her as an immigrant.
Because the Irish immigrants aren't the problem, okay? It's the fucking Mexican immigrants. Do you understand? It's a pretty easy assumption here, you know?
But the Irish immigrants do the same jobs.
Come on.
And the same...
No, I understand.
I've never seen an Irish busboy once in my entire life. Not
really?
Once. Nope.
Really?
Never.
You haven't been up in Yonkers.
That's, no, they put us behind the bar because we're charming.
Yeah, you guys have the accents. Because like,
you sleep back there.
I'm a bartender. I am a stereotype.
It's just interesting because sometimes they try to make it seem like she couldn't understand because she's white. But I understand in terms of a white versus not white argument. But sometimes they say it in terms of an immigration argument.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I do understand about having to get social security numbers and all these different things that you don't understand because you're an American.
I don't understand any of this shit. I don't care about the borders. I don't care. There's no part of me that is going like these are silly imaginary lines. If you are spending, this is what I really feel about this, okay? And this is not a political show. We don't talk politics on the show. We're against politics on the show. But if you really care about immigration, if you wake up and go, man, there's too many Mexicans getting in this country, you're probably racist.
Yep.
I'm not saying that you're not, you might be right. If you think there's a lot of Mexicans in this country, I don't think you're racist. But if you're getting up and making it a point to really articulate that a lot in your life, just look at other areas of your life, and I'm assuming you also, you know, have other issues with the world, and I'm assuming that you look at... And by the way, I don't look at racist people as even being bad. I have racist family members. I grew up in it. I'm a racist co-host. I'm 37 years old. Being racist, you know, if in terms of the quality of a human being, when I say racist, not like you're a fucking KKK member or you're hurting other people of a different race, but if you have bigotries and they're not affecting the way you live your life... I don't really give a fuck if you think that whites should marry whites or blacks should marry blacks. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't fucking matter. And I don't think that that's a definition of a good or a bad person. I think it may be a definition of an ignorant person, somebody who hasn't been around different cultures, people who haven't experienced that much other things in life. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. But you have to look at this. If, or I should say this.
if you really give a fuck about Mexicans getting this country, your life is really fucking great. That your list of priorities have come down to the, you know what? There's too many Mexicans jumping over a fucking fence right now. Holy, you don't have any other problems in your life where you can't address them. That's just, so it's one of two ways. You're either a fucking great person who has too great of a life, or you're a fucking racist person who gives a fuck way too much about things that you can't control and you'll never be able to affect. But that's the way that I feel about immigration.
Plus, they're not, the things they're concerned about aren't real concerns.
They're not real concerns.
That's the biggest problem.
I say make an electric fence. That's what I say.
Oh.
And if they get in, they get to live.
But just for your fearful listeners, can I just point out that 3 years ago, the big concern was everyone was pouring into Europe from Syria. Now hardly anyone comes. It seemed like the most important thing in the world. Right. Now it's not an issue. And most likely these Central American countries are going to calm the fuck down and they're going to stop pouring up.
Of course. Well, it's also like, I think you kind of kick up enough dust around an issue, you put a magnifying glass on it, you start to see it for what it is. It'll just be the next thing. Fucking Ebola was the biggest thing in the world a few years ago. Remember how Ebola was going to kill everybody? That was the biggest fuck. I remember that year I was the most dangerous thing you could be for Halloween, which was an ISIS member with Ebola. And ISIS and Ebola. Yeah, and I had lesions all over my face and I had a knife. It was fucking great. But it's whatever the flavor is of the week, flavor of the month. And before the next election, I'm sure there'll be another big, crazy fucking issue. But
Allah Akbar with a cough. The most dangerous thing you can say.
It was like, you know, it is sort of a bizarre thing. Anybody who gives a shit really that much about these big social and political issues, really on any side, I look at your life as being pretty privileged. Like, you got a pretty fucking good life. I got to fucking pay bills. I got a kid to send to college one day. I got other issues.
And I have a lawn that needs to be cut. So bring him in.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bring him in, motherfucker.
Cheap labor, baby boy.
Honestly, do you get worried about the anti-vax kids now that you have James?
Oh, bro, I thought you don't talk politics. Now you're bringing in like two hot issues.
But it's like, no, to a certain degree, yes, because I'm fearful of everything of my kid. But it's not an issue. It reminds me when something goes bad at Gas Digital, at my podcast network. This will happen sometimes. The website will completely shut down and it'll say like a, you know, error 304 or whatever, right? And I don't flip out. Now, if Harrington walks in 5 minutes late, I will flip out like the world is ending, right? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it's crazy because I can control that, right? So I can't control the website. I have to call some other fucking dude and he has to do it. So no matter how much I'm flipping out, no matter how much upset I get, it's just not, there's really no cause for it. So it's almost like, I don't even think about it, but if I can't connect the dots logically to where flipping out or being in a bad mood or whatever it is will move the ball down the field, which is not the best way to handle it, just being honest about the way that I think, then I don't even address it, right? So the anti-vax thing, I don't believe that my feelings on this issue will influence anything in the world. All I can do is protect my son. All I can do is make sure that, you know, he's in an environment where he's absolutely the safest he could be. But sort of like the anti-vaxxers and that whole movement, like in my mind, I'm never going to change people's minds on this. So I don't even, it doesn't register. It doesn't even register as a thing. And also I think it's such a small percentage of parents now that aren't vaccinating their kids. And they're coming up with laws now where you can't bring your kids to schools if they're not vaccinated. So it's like, you know, if these people want to fucking raise their kids in a, you know, in their own house and have their kids risk getting these diseases, that's sort of their own prerogative. But yeah, I mean,
but your question was more in terms of how it would affect the ability for his child to get measles, right?
Yeah, that's because I know somebody who got a notice in the mail that they were exposed to measles at the doctor's office because they had kids there who were sick who didn't know they had measles. And I think that's fucking terrifying.
It is. It is terrifying.
Me and my chick are getting ready to start
because the
trying.
Vaccination is not 100% successful in that, you know, without herd immunity, there is a chance that you could get it despite being vaccinated.
Yeah, of course. And also, you know, I fear walking down the street in a car, jumping on the curb and hitting
my kid. Which is actually the bigger concern. Think about it all the
probably
time.
Probably a bigger concern, legitimately, when you consider, you know.
Statistically, absolutely.
And my son being,
despite the Vision 1 initiative.
My son is being killed by a hippopotamus is more likely to happen. If you really look at the facts, guys, my son will more likely die from hippopotamus death, trampling, than from measles. So if I'm not sitting here worrying about hippopotami.
I'm not a statistician, but I'm gonna argue that you're incorrect on that one.
Look it up.
Just by virtue of the location of your
look
son.
Look it up. Hippopotamus death versus measles death per year. How many humans are dying via hippopotamus or hippopotami? How many people are dying via measles every year? I bet you hippopotamus are crushing it.
Pick the I think, most deadly animal.
I know I do. I watch Naked and Afraid regularly. It's my favorite show.
500 people a year are killed by a hippopotamus.
Exactly. How many
people are killed by measles? United States. How in the United States.
Dez, you don't know anything about this culture, Irishman. How many people die from the measles every year?
Nearly 90,000.
Exactly. Exactly. Measles way more dangerous than hippopotamus. As I stated, edit all that up. Make me right. I'm dead ass. If you guys don't make me
do
right.
Do a Jim Jeffries on it and make this okay.
90,000 people a year for measles. I've been worried about hippopotamus this whole time.
And you know what? You really got to be
freaking out about hippopotamus.
You know what you really got to be worried about? Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus. Yeah.
Driving. Driving in New York.
Oh, shit. Listen, I don't know anything about anything.
Did you just write that down because you think that's a bit?
You're right. Hippopotamusals. No, that's the name of the show. That's the name of today's episode, obviously. Duh.
Wonderful.
I might change the name of this entire podcast to Hippopotamusals. It's fucking phenomenal. Thank you, Harrington. Thank you.
Just some water, actually. Thanks. Fuck. Sorry, I shouldn't say that out loud, right? Sounds
you can say it out loud. It's fine.
Because I notice you have a little... You have a little tap.
Oh, I just give them a little. Because they know. The other thing is that this is what's going to happen when you guys get to be a big time podcast like me. you get people that will work for you. And this, I tell Shannon this. I don't even have to say things anymore to Shannon. Shannon just knows my language. I just look at her, I shoot her a look, and then she'll do what I want her to do. So that you have to train your people. It takes a long time to be able to have them read your mind. Yes. And it's 99% of the time it doesn't work. So, but it should work. Shannon, you should be reading my mind at every given moment.
What was that?
I said I try to.
Did you print me out those things I wanted you to print me out?
Oh, nope. Printing it right now. I do have it. I just have to print it.
Wow.
Wow. Shannon. So much for this communication system. This is such a successful communication.
You weren't thinking about it. That's
I'll take a moment to say, guys, you can listen to the latest 15 episodes of The Real Ass Podcast on iTunes, on YouTube, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere you get a podcast. The latest 15 episodes are always available. We do the show 3 times per week. You can watch live for free. You don't have to subscribe to Gas Digital. You just go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 11 a.m. Watch the live stream. We don't fuck around. We're live right now.
Oh,
people
hi.
Are they're live chatting. In fact, Shannon, we're going to do some questions in a little bit. We're going to do a chat exclusive questions, okay? So if you're in the live chat, the way you can join the live chat and have exclusive access to the entire on-demand library, not only of the Real Ass Podcast, but Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and 17 other incredible shows on the network, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. You get the entire on-demand library for free for 14 days, uncensored, ad-free, and pre-release on all the episodes, plus our amazing live chat, which we feature sometimes at the show. And today on the show, we're going to be taking questions from the live chat. So if you're listening live, please ask your questions to Shannon. She's going to pick out the top 2 or 3 best questions for our guests, myself, Zach, whoever else. But make sure you use the promo code RAP at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Get yourself a 14-day free trial. Save $1.50 a month if you decide to keep the premium membership. $7 a month. Get access to 20 shows, 6,000 hours of live streaming content on demand at your fingertips when you want it. Holy shit.
Amazing.
Wow.
We got to get our act together, Katie.
I know. It's a big deal.
A lot of technology. You guys have invested a bit.
We have. Yeah, yeah. But this all started with me. I had a fucking MP3 recorder I borrowed from the first podcast ever I recorded. It was on the first Android phone that ever came out. And me and Dave Smith put it in front of each other and he just mocked me as for an hour. I talked about MMA and I stuttered and sputtered. And that was it. That was the beginning of everything. And then look at this. Now we have a cough button. Hello.
A cough button.
Yeah, if you cough, you go. They don't hear it.
But you don't have a dumper, right? You don't need a dumper.
Yeah, that's what we call Shannon. She's our dumper.
What's a dumper?
Shannon, do a little dance. I'll show you.
No, a dumper is when you're on like a commercial radio station and you say something that they consider to be inappropriate or problematic, they can dump. There's like a 3-second delay, so they can dump.
It's a dump button. So it dumps the last like 10 seconds or whatever it is, so they don't.
So it doesn't go out.
Wow.
Yeah, but we're this is the internet. We still got another 2-3 years of.
Before internet dumping.
Yeah, it's coming. Oh, it's coming. You don't believe me, it is coming. This is not. It's the Wild West right now with podcasts and with the internet. So there's money, there's fucking technology, the algorithms are out there, they can figure out what copywritten content is being played on things, they can figure out what words you're saying, coming.
It's pretty amazing that you put something up on YouTube and literally within seconds it's like, oh, there's been a copyright claim on this.
Oh yeah, so that technology right there will be eventually
what will bring down uncensored fucking real podcasting. That will, they will use that technology to go through the internet and pull out anything that could be considered offensive. Eventually, everything will be regulated. Anything on the internet will be eventually regulated. There's no doubt about it. If you don't think, when they talk about, what was the fucking big thing a couple years ago? Net neutrality, right? When they're talking, that whole issue, once that came up and once that pinged everybody, right? It's just a thing that's kind of out there in the ether now. Eventually, they're going to figure out how to make money off of everything that's being filtered through the internet, and they're going to be able to figure out how to control what's being put on the internet, and they're going to do it in a way where it's based off of, you know, social justice and making sure that people aren't having their feelings hurt, and they're banning people now with certain political views from Facebook and Twitter and all these platforms. But that's coming. So this is all part of an ad read for Gas Digital. Go subscribe now and download all these fucking podcasts, because I'm telling you right now, eventually they will take them away. If you think that Legion of Skanks will be on the internet in 5 years,
it's gonna be like Song of the South.
Doggy, it's not going to, I promise you, you will not be able to get Legion of Skanks on the internet. You won't be able to download it from any in 5 years. I promise you. Everyone will just take this into consideration. Mark this fucking day down, Shannon. Today is the most important day in fucking internet history right now. And also, what are we up against, Shannon? When's the last time you pull up one of those things, huh?
Actually do have it.
Nice. What are we up against? What else happened today in history?
In 1957 was the last broadcast of I Love Lucy on CBS. Oh,
and this is the last broadcast of any podcast. Today is the last fuck, because I'm letting the cat out of the bag now.
But sure, they did that on YouTube, right? So the algorithm changed, so whatever is the cleanest gets the most advertising.
Yeah, well, it'll be a bunch of things. YouTube, you just won't be able to say certain words. You won't be, or on iTunes, or on any of these things. These are all of these websites and all of these companies.
I got banned from Facebook.
I'm sure you
said
did.
Men are ugly, and they.
You said men are ugly. Yeah,
men are ugly.
Yeah.
By the way, nobody really cared about that.
Of a joke.
Some comedy fan that knows you from Roast Battle reported you because they were like, "Oh, well, women can say men are ugly, but we can't say that blacks shouldn't be in the country." Well, click. That's what literally what happened.
Yeah. Literally.
That's literally what happened, because nobody gave a fuck that you said men are ugly.
And it was a punchline for a joke. It was, of course, like, not like I don't think men are ugly, obviously.
But this whole back and forth is what's happening, and it's tearing all the good content down, all the shit that people want to take chances on. Tim Dillon just put out a video the other day, fucking hilarious video. Pull the Gary V video. It's so fucking funny, and he got that pulled from Instagram because they were saying it was threatening violence.
And then what's his face got the amazing Michael Jackson video pulled down from Instagram too.
I didn't see
Kyle Dunnigan.
Oh, really?
Oh, you didn't see that? Oh my god, dude, that is the funniest fucking thing.
Yeah,
that is worth pulling up.
I'll pull it up
because the audio is great on it.
Yeah, dude.
I'm a big Kyle Dunnigan Instagram fan.
Yeah, Kyle's funny. Kyle's very funny.
Just his Insta videos are very funny.
Yeah, his stand-up, though.
Oh, I can't speak for his stand-up. I honestly, I'm not even joking. I've never seen it. I just fucking love his Instagram videos.
Yeah. But yeah, it's sort of a crazy time. It's sort of a crazy time. So this is why I tell people, like, you know, you're sort
of... I got a post
of...
taken down for saying white trash, and I debated, like, I sent in the thing, like, there is no way I am not allowed to say white trash. Like, I am the representative of white trash.
You're the representative of just trash.
Did you lose the argument? Yes. They said, absolutely, this goes against...
You can't say white trash?
You can't be negative towards somebody's race, sex. This is the Tim Dillon video. Let's see.
Stop crying and just keep hustling. Guys, we're building businesses here.
Where do I meet you, man? Let's fucking do it.
And so you can say it or you can do it, but I highly recommend you do both.
I'll do it. I'll say it and I'll do it.
I used to work in a liquor store for 7 straight years, and the only days off I took were to watch the New York Jets. And you know what that did? It made me throw up on myself. So that wasn't a vacation.
Who is this guy?
Gary Vee.
My son is sick.
Nobody gives a fuck about your problems.
Fuck yeah!
Hustle is the most important word ever.
What about the word jug?
Recognize that you can attack the world in a totally different way.
Oh! I should kill the president! Hustle!
And they don't have any purpose, and they're lost, and they're suicidal. Which people
he's
hear
practicing
that are like, fuck you.
Not listening to
I'm not aware of this guy, Gary Vee. So is he like an internet phenomenon, like trying to like hustle?
Yeah,
push
he's
guys
like
to, like,
a self-help
like
type
a Tony Robbins for the internet era.
Yeah, yeah. But Tim, and I mean, look.
How could they take that down?
Because
he said, like, kill the president.
Oh,
I know, but it's more important to fucking take down these charlatans like fucking Gary Vee.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, that's what's important for society.
Yeah.
And they're taking him down because of, oh, God.
But none of these places, when you're signing up for their terms of use, none of these places, you're sort of giving away your right to create freely, right? And you're not, being dependent on these platforms, you have to sort of understand you're playing by the rules. I quit Facebook because it no longer became a viable tool to promote my stuff, right? So I only use social media to promote my stuff for the most part.
Yes.
I use it, you know, sparingly to write jokes or write joke ideas down. Like, you know, it's sort of a great way to, like, if you have a dumb thought, you put it down and you go, cool. Well, now that's almost like my notebook because I can go back and look at ideas and maybe it inspires stand-up. Same thing with the podcasts, right? But it's like all of these platforms have rules and you have to play within those rules. It's if you do a Tonight Show set, you can't say whatever you want. You have to send in every joke. You have to, they transcribe everything. They take out every word. They look at every single word. They go, wow, you can't talk about McDonald's because we have a sponsor with Burger King now. Yeah. And you can't, you know, we're forget being funny. There's so many other layers to what's going on there, from sponsors to editors. The guy who books a show wants to feel as if he has some sort of control of the set. So even if he likes every joke, he's going to come back and give you different notes
just to put his stink on it.
Just to put his fucking stink on it. But you're signing up for that. You can't complain. I was talking to Mark Random about it when he was on the show. It's like, dude, that's the game you're signing up for. And you can't be mad if you sign up to play basketball. But I don't want to put the ball through the hoop. Doggy, that's the game.
When I was in China, you know, I did this China project. I did stand-up in Chinese. And obviously, all of Western media is obsessed with censorship in China. Right? Yeah. And they were all like, well, you know, you can't say a lot of things there. And I was like, have you ever tried to fucking do anything on American television? You think we're fucking free? On American TV?
Not at all.
Can't say anything.
You can't, but it's just a different thing. It's not just based off the government controlling the words. It's all these other little factors and all these other variables.
But I just love
that's
the fact
also
that
one
we
of them,
think
by the way.
I just love the fact that we think we're like totally free here when we're actually not.
That's why the UK is good. Or who was it? Frankie Boyle got in a lot of trouble because he said something bad. But the BBC came back and they were like, no, it's 11 p.m. You know who he is. You know what his comedy are. We're good. Standing by him. And
well, there was, I hear that in the UK that it's hard for comics now. I hear that they're very restrictive and that it's almost a similar thing that's happening in New York and LA, where it's not even so much that the clubs or the industry is being restricted. They are, but the audience, because the content, what the general public is consuming, right? The content they're consuming, they're sort of being trained to what to laugh at, what not to laugh at, what to be shocked by, what words are like, they make them uncomfortable. So you can't say certain words anymore. And I feel like I don't know, because I've never been to England, but I hear sort of the same thing is happening. Like, culturally speaking, there's a big like SJW culture. There's a big SJW movement, and it spills over into, you know, comedy, stand-up comedy, movies, television. You know, so I want to go and challenge myself there as well. I just hear from a lot of it, because I have a lot of English fans I do a podcast with Michael Bisping, and I hear from so many of them that they're starved for like dirty, edgy, ballsy comedy that's talking about real shit. So I'm excited to kind of go over there and see what, you know, they have to offer. Who are the guys that are fucking making waves in Ireland right now?
Oh God, I'm not even that up. Well, you know, Tommy Tiernan's been around a long time.
Yeah,
he's still the king of Irish comedy.
Yeah.
He's actually on a bit of a sort of an uptick at the moment because he has a like a talk show that he doesn't know who the guests are, and then they just come on and
That's funny.
Yeah.
So, that's great.
But it's a good chat. It's not like improv comedy. It's
no,
just
of
like
course.
A good
no, it's awesome.
But there's no
because...
pre-prepared, like, so, dogs. And then the guy starts talking about
that's
dogs.
That's awesome. That's a way, way, way better concept for a show.
Conversation show.
Way better concept. And people don't take chances like that because, you know, on here, dude, they want to know everything. Everything you're going to talk about, everything you're going to mention, it's all laid out. And you have to having these really fake conversations.
No, it doesn't go out live.
So it's all edited afterwards.
There is edit in terms of...
Of course, because you've got to make it interesting.
But there's no hazard of like saying something that gets you in trouble.
Right.
But anyway, with that, and then he's also on Derry Girls, which is actually on Netflix here. It was a huge, successful sitcom.
Yeah. And, I love Derry
Girls. So he's on a massive uptick. So he's kind of like the king.
Yeah.
Of Irish comedy.
Yeah, Netflix is... Netflix has been killing it lately for everybody, comics, you know, internationally, movies, TV. It took me a while to jump on board with the Netflix original programming train, but lately they've been sort of hitting it. You watched the Ted Bundy movie? I didn't watch the documentary.
No, but it's on my list, but I love Zac Efron, so.
Oh, yeah, he's so hot. Yeah.
I watched it this weekend.
How
so
hot was he in the movie?
Hot.
And they made Ted Bundy hot.
He really did.
But you're rooting for, because they don't show the whole movie. They don't show him killing anybody, and it's just his trial. And you know it's him. But they make it's not even that they make you believe him.
I think because they don't show you how fucked up Ted Bundy was in the movie, you start to look at Ted Bundy as being a different character. But he was really, if you look at what Ted Bundy did, because I went on a Wikipedia journey afterwards, this motherfucker.
He was a monster.
Dude, he was crazy.
But he was hot and approachable, and yeah. People felt safe. Women felt safe going with him.
Watching the documentary, I felt the same sort of.
What'd you say? What do you mean? For him. You were rooting for him in the documentary?
But he is a good looking guy, and they talk about that constantly in the the whole thing is like that.
I don't
think
he's really that good looking. The real Ted Bundy, was he actually really handsome?
He was a handsome dude. Come on, in fairness, and he was articulate. And come on,
that's not a handsome guy. He looks like he's autistic. He looks like Robbie Bernstein.
That's not a.
You're
good
telling
guy.
Me that he's.
There's better pictures than that.
No, but he has psycho eyes though.
He does have psycho eyes. But it's easy to say somebody has psycho eyes when you know that they're a serial killer.
He bit.
That's not a good picture of him though.
There's Robbie Bernstein. There you go. See, he looks more like Robbie Bernstein than Zac Efron. Yeah, Tommy.
I think with Bundy, just the bar is set so low for good-looking serial killers.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Well, how did Jeffrey Dahmer look?
I don't know. I imagine Jeffrey Dahmer as being a good-looking guy for
me
some
too.
Reason.
Because
he would hook up with young straight black guys. You got to be smooth to convince a young black dude. See, I think he's more handsome.
He's not ugly.
Charles Manson back in the day.
Wait a minute.
I want to fuck that man's mouth. Look at that.
He's a
supermodel. Jawline.
He looks like a comic, I know.
That's a good shot of him, though.
That's a handsome fucking guy right there. He's not a bad looking guy. He, in my opinion, is a better looking guy.
But you put those glasses on anyone, they look like a serial killer. That's not fair. They're like serial killer glasses.
Yeah, that's an accurate photo.
Very Norwegian.
Pull up Charles Manson, young Charles Manson, when he was a musician. When he was a hippie fucking musician with a guitar.
Charles Manson pre-murder.
He'd get his, before the swastika tattoo, which I don't mind, but.
He was just being provocative.
Let's see. This is young Charles Manson.
What did Charles Manson do again?
Are you kidding?
Oh, oops. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Do you not know Charles Manson?
Did he murder people?
Yeah. He didn't even murder anybody. He convinced others to murder for him.
That was a mass murderer.
Yeah. Well, he was a serial killer. Or he's known as a serial killer, but he's not.
Cult.
Right?
He's a cult leader who convinced...
So they did cyanide, right?
No. They went to Sharon Tate's house, who was the wife of the director, Roman Polanski. They killed everybody in the house, and then 2 days later, they killed another couple.
Jesus.
But it wasn't
actually
him.
They were trying to start a race war, so they were killing white people and writing.
They're trying to start Kurt Metzger's podcast. That was the original idea.
In blood.
Yeah. But he didn't actually kill anybody.
No, he wasn't there.
He convinced others. I almost feel like that shouldn't be a crime. That should be an experiment. You should be able to try to convince others to kill for you, and if they do it, you should be fucking given a leadership position in this country.
Now, what actually happened is he had a record contract with the Beach Boys. The record producer who said, "This guy sucks, we can't use him," used to live in that house. And he sent the cult over to the house to kill him. He had already moved out. This new group of people were there. They killed them, not knowing that it wasn't the same people.
Is that really what happened?
Is that actually what happened?
Yeah.
So he's just a like open spot that like was pissed off that he couldn't get
the Beach Boys recorded one of his songs.
Can we hear the song they recorded? What was it called? Do you know?
I can't remember what the name of the song they did.
That'd be your what you go to bed to every night, you psycho.
No, I listen to the actual Manson records, not that.
Yeah. Oh, Marilyn Manson. Yeah.
No. Charles Manson has records.
Is his music good?
It's like goofy acoustic.
It's fun
shit.
Because
goofy
you know he's
murderer.
Like a murderer.
Yeah.
That's a fun story.
He's like singing that.
Guns N' Roses did one of his songs.
Really?
Ah. Yeah, Look at Your Game, Girl.
That's the name or you're saying that?
No, that's the name. Okay. Yeah, that's the name of the song. It was on a Spaghetti Incident.
Wow. Yeah. But yeah, Ted Bundy, the movie was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Netflix has been doing a good job lately. It took me a while to... Is this Manson's music?
The name of the song is Never Learn Not to Love. It's a little scary.
This is the Beach Boys recording of a Charles
Manson. Yeah. Oh, is there one of him doing it?
He's got whole records out.
I get what's happening.
They recorded one. They recorded a song he wrote.
Sorry. I got a little bit confused.
So does he still get royalties? He's still alive, right?
No, he died.
Oh, he died.
A few years ago. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Did he go to jail?
Oh, yeah.
He's in jail most of his life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is what his shit sounds like.
Cease to exist. Just come and say you love me.
I don't hate it.
Yeah. If you walked into a club, give you'd be like, this guy's your right. World.
Yeah, this would be like in a dive bar.
On, yeah, exactly.
It's so sad. It's kind of Llewyn Davis-y.
I like it. All right, so Yeah, go watch the Ted Bundy movie. I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought Zac Efron did a great job in the movie. The chick was a smoke show. Whoever the chick Liz was, who's that? Who's that actress?
Holy shit. She plays the one in the car that got away. Is that it, or what?
No, she plays the girl who he like dated, who had a kid. He like was engaged to her.
Oh yeah.
He was engaged to her.
Oh yeah. She's important.
She's fucking beautiful. That actress is fucking gorgeous. Whoever she is, pull it up, Shannon. Let me in a creep on this show. Why not? Right. Also, Shannon, make sure you grab those questions. Oh, Lily Collins.
Oh, she is so hot.
She's
wonderful
fucking
eyes.
Oh, I know.
She is distracting.
She's like in one of those. Yeah, I was about to say one of those Snow White movies.
Doggy, I'm just saying she's fucking. Yeah, she's beautiful.
beautiful.
There we go. All right.
This is the real couple.
Oh, that's her. Really, her. Oh, yeah.
He's a
really
good-looking dude. Admit it.
Yeah, for her. Look at that fucking old head.
Well, I think he was into her purity or whatever. He had all sorts of weird desires.
Hold on.
Oh, you're getting a phone call.
Yeah, it's Big J.
Now we can.
Big J, you're on the Real Ass Podcast live.
Yay. Hi, everyone.
Yay. Des Bishop is here. Katie Boyle's here. We're having an Irish celebration.
Hello.
Oh, fantastic. Well, enjoy your corned beef and small freckly dicks.
Oh, come on.
I don't have a dick.
Unbelievable. And they don't eat corned beef either, just for the record, Big J.
Is it an emergency? I was just answering because sometimes when you call, I assume it's very important.
No, I was going to just go over Legion of Skank stuff, but finish up and then call me later.
I mean, it's just retards and N-word jokes.
Yeah, pretty much. I just want to make sure my checklist is right.
Okay. I'll call you in a bit, buddy.
You guys are having on Charade tonight?
Come on.
My sister asked about Big J, actually. She watched his special on Netflix, and she was like, do you know him? And I was like...
Oh, what? Your 16-year-old sister? Yeah. Hell yeah.
She was like, he's very bold.
You hung up a little early.
Hell yeah. Can we see a picture of your sister?
His one was one of the bold ones, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was one of the...
Yeah, she said it was very bold.
But that's what it's meant to be. Yeah. What was it called again? Degenerates?
Yeah, we don't really promote Big J special on my show. It's more about
I saw your special at New York Comedy Club and I loved it.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Yeah, I went to support.
I appreciate it. You are the fucking best.
Okay, but you're not going to show this live, are you? Because she's
No. I wouldn't show it live. Let me see.
So just in case you get some extra Irish.
Why would you show me a sexy picture of
that's
her?
That's all.
Hey,
Instagram.
She's
are
you showing a 16-year-old sister?
She's fucked up.
Don't bogart the picture.
Holy shit!
Her whole Instagram's like that.
Whoa, she's
so
a hoe.
Pretty. I know. Hey. No, she's not. She's very pretty. What's a good looking?
Doggy, she literally she showed me a picture of her in a mini skirt. I'm looking at
it's all her photos she's wearing.
I'm looking at 16-year-old thighs right now. It's a problem. Remember back in the day.
I can't believe you showed on the picture. Let me see that.
Not only could you fucking be attracted to 16 and 17-year-olds, you could write songs about it. Back in the day, she's only 17.
Yeah. If we're not supposed to be attracted to high school age girls, why do sex shops sell Catholic school girls?
That's what I want to know.
Why do what?
Why would a sex shop carry Catholic schoolgirl uniforms?
Oh,
if we're not supposed to see that, and something in our mind says sexual.
That should also just be like a, it should ping, you know.
You're saying ping a lot today.
I'm pinging it, baby boy.
There was nothing sexual about my Catholic schoolgirl outfit.
Yes, there was.
It was long. The skirts were long.
Some of the Irish schools made you keep them long.
Shapeless and long. We would roll them up, though, show a little knee.
Yeah. Show a little knee, show a little ankle? Fuck yeah, why not?
I was.
Shannon, do we have any questions from the live chat? Let's get some questions going. Fuck it. End the show with some questions.
Give me a fucking answer! 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 I'm asking you for the answer.
Like that beat.
You know what the fuck's up, baby boys and kitty cats. You can ask your questions via social media, but today we're going chat exclusive. What's some good chat questions, Shannon? Let's see what we got going on here.
First one's from Little Ray.
What up, Little Ray?
What's the worst thing you guys have ever said while drunk?
The worst thing. What's the worst thing? Or I should say done. Not just said. We can do done. Lowest point drunk in your entire life. Katie Boyle, go.
I had sex with someone that I wouldn't have and I didn't remember it. Didn't even know it happened.
You were...
So that was the lowest point.
You were raped.
I don't even know
I was. You, yes, technically, yes, you were that.
Well, yeah, I think in the official description, you were
on most podcasts, that would be considered.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You were too drunk to give consent.
But, you were too drunk to give consent.
When I drink too much, I seem sober, so but yeah. I do black out, so I don't drink a lot anymore because of it. So I can't really be like, oh, you know. But it's definitely okay. Sorry, that wasn't a fun one. Maybe go to.
I don't think it's meant to be. The worst thing can't be fun. That is not the worst.
It was supposed to be, but you know what? This was a sad response, and you find out that Katie's a victim. It's
well,
okay.
You say the worst thing. It's like, oh, the worst thing I ever did was I fucked three girls. Yeah. And, you know.
Des is like, the worst thing I ever did. Fuck Katie Boyle when she was blackout drunk. Was it a comic?
No.
It's just some dude.
It was a friend.
A friend. Ah.
So.
This poor guy.
All right, officer, stop trying to.
Now he's out there, right? He's listening. He's sweating. He's like, "Fuck, dude. God damn it!
He's what like, am I going to call?" She thought it was okay. Now they're changing her mind.
Yeah. How long ago was this?
Like 4 years ago.
4 years ago. Wow.
Oh, she said she loves me on the phone.
Go ahead, Des. What was the worst thing you ever
did? God, I haven't drank since 1995, so it's hard. But again, I have like serious answers. I don't have like the.
I snuck into a Matchbox 20 concert.
I don't have like a fun, you know. I don't have like a fun one.
Oh, yeah. They're all just fucking.
Well, they're all violence orientated, you know.
Yeah. What's the worst thing you ever did when you were drunk, Zach?
My friends found me getting beat up by the security at Webster Hall because I think I tried to get on stage with a burlesque show.
Oh, nice.
But that was like That was like right out of college.
Yeah.
Blackout drunk. And my friends walked in on me, like three security guards tuning me up.
Oh, I got this is a real one. Good. It's not the worst thing, but this one time I was 16 and I got super drunk, but I was supposed to stay with my cousin, but I couldn't find him, I was so drunk. So I ended up staying at a guy who was in school with's house, and I started making out with this girl when I was like walking to get my bags, where I'd hidden my bags, and funnily enough, she was jokingly saying that I wasn't raping her by any chance, but by any means. But she was like, "Oh, you're a fucking rapist," because you know I was like, I kept trying to like drop the hand.
Of course.
And so then I left. I got my bags, and when I came back and met Jer, and he took me into the house, I walked through the door, and she was like, "He's a fucking rapist, him." And it was his fucking sister.
No.
So that's not the story.
Jesus Christ.
So
okay.
I was embarrassed. But I know the word rape is being thrown around here, but this is 1993, and she was in no way, shape, or form accusing me of being raped. She was just joking
around.
She was
being funny, yeah.
Yeah. So I passed out then on his like lounge chair in the living room, and I woke up in bed next to his mother. But nothing went on. I just had walked into the room.
Whoa.
She was just like, let me there. She was divorced. She was divorced. And she was quite like a liberal mom, like in that there used to be a lot of people come back after the nightclub and hang out in the house. And she was cool with that.
Really?
Yeah.
And she just let you sleep in her bed?
Literally, I woke up and she was like, oh, yeah, you came in the middle of the night. I thought you were Dara, so I just let you fall asleep. Dara being Jared's best friend.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You know what? Des Bishop's a rapist. That's what we found out. It's okay. It's back in the day. It's a different definition. The worst thing I ever did when I was drunk, I mean, the worst thing, it's just like, I'm drunk every night. So it's like any bad thing I've ever done, you can sort of say like, but it wasn't me being drunk because I was sober for 2 years and I continue to do those bad things. It's
like
never the alcohol. Just fucking just being an animal. I mean, getting into dumb fucking... I didn't get into a lot of fights, but I mean, I was just dating this fucking like cokehead whore, and we were all coked up and drunk, and she accused this Mexican dude of fucking trying to like grab her. And even in my head, I was like, I don't think this guy tried to grab you, you dumb whore, but I still had to punch him, and it was like just awkward. I was like, did you grab her? He was like, no, I swear. And I'm like, but she said you did. And I hit him like lightly, kind of.
It's a lot of drama.
It was so much. And I was like, I don't even think this fucking guy grabbed her. And I got to deal with it. I feel bad for this guy. I was like, don't do it again, you. He's like, I have no idea, sir. She's crazy. So maybe that was probably my lowest point.
That was your lowest?
That was my lowest point. I remember punching a guy for grabbing a chick who was just a crazy whore who he probably didn't grab. Yeah, that wasn't good.
I tried to headbutt my way off a bus and pissed my pants.
I've so many fucking pissing my pants drunk stories.
Yeah, my friend has a mobile production vehicle, but it's a gutted prison bus. And I got blackout drunk and they locked me on it with a friend. And I tried to get up and go take a piss and it was locked. And I tried to headbutt out the window, hit my head, pissed my pants, and knocked myself out.
I peed on my brother.
No, that reminds me. I did.
I peed on your brother.
I peed on your brother.
Who hasn't?
I actually know his brother, so I didn't really pee on him.
No, it wasn't that brother. My brother Mike. We were going to sneak out and do graffiti, but I got super drunk.
Oh, pissy Mike.
We were supposed to sneak out and do graffiti, and I fucking passed out drunk. And he was sleeping on the floor, so we were both going to sneak out. And I woke up in the middle of the night and fucking peed all over him.
I got really drunk when I was 15 and then I fell and rolled down a hill and it was all full of nettles. So I got nettle stuck all over my body.
Nope.
They're like poison ivy sort of thing. Okay. Like,
but it's an immediate reaction when you touch them. Immediate,
my
very uncomfortable.
Burning my whole body. And then a policeman walked by me and saw that my eyes were red, and weed is illegal in my country. So he was like, oh, you must be high. And then like, I had to explain that I just fell in a lot of nettles.
I have nettle poisoning in my eyes.
No, I was there. I'm blackout drunk. Yeah. Carry on then.
Yeah, it was fine that I was drunk.
One more question, Shannon, from the chat, from the live chat, and then we'll wrap this bad boy up.
Zach's View Source wants to know if you're willing to release any new names for Skankfest, and also who are the guests tonight?
Ooh, solid questions. No, I can't. Here's the thing. There's a couple people right now on Skankfest that are fucking gargantuan that we literally cannot release. Cannot release because they're not, they're doing it because they want to come and fucking do it. They're not doing it because we're paying them a lot of money. We're doing it because, and it's already sold out. There's going to be a few more names we can announce because it was just contractual things leading up to it. But there's certain guests that literally we cannot announce or they won't come. They most likely won't come. So believe me, you don't want to hear the announcements. You're going anyway. If you're asking this question, you already have tickets. I promise you right now, every year Skankfest gets bigger and better. You do not have to worry about the quality of shows. Anybody who's ever been to Skankfest will tell you it's a fucking blast from noon until fucking 2 a.m. every single day. And then the guest for tonight, no, I don't actually have a guest booked. I'm waiting to hear back from a couple people right now for Skanks tonight. That was it? That's not a great question. Nobody else can answer anything.
I'll do another one.
Get one more. Come on, Shannon.
I see what they're for you and Zach mostly, though.
It's okay. I can I can adapt the question to everybody. I'm good. Watch.
Okay.
Go.
Joey O'Neill wants to know what happened with Lewis's fight with Jimmy.
So, Dad, what happened with your fight with Jimmy?
Jim Norton?
Whoever. Go. A gym that you fought with in the past. Go.
Well, what happened was I said I was a better sex addict than he was. Yes. He was very offended. And he said, have you ever sucked two transsexual dicks by being spanked? And I said, no. And he was like, see.
That's it.
So that was
good. The fight with Jimmy, it's never been booked. We still...
Oh, you're going to have an actual fight?
Yeah, I did an MMA fight with Ryan O'Neill last year. He's an LA comic, great LA comic. And I won. And I'm talking about doing another fight. Me and Jimmy are supposed to fight at one point.
Which Jimmy?
Jimmy Martinez.
Oh, okay.
Big fucking scary black Jimmy Martinez. So
that's his fighting name.
Yeah. We're supposed
big
to do it.
Big scary black Jimmy Martinez.
But it's not.
Just big scary black.
There was nothing ever said in stone. There's no venue. There's no, you know. So me and Jimmy talked about doing it, and we talked about doing it, and we threw some money and some numbers out and some ideas out there. But it's all just a concept still.
Ooh, he's handsome.
None of it has materialized beyond me and him saying we would do it. So we'd have to come up with like an infrastructure. I don't know if it would be Ellis Mania or our own event. It's just not beyond the planning stages of us both saying we want to do it. So I promise you, when there's more that comes to fruition there, I'll let you guys know. But I saw some people tweeting at me and Jimmy being like, oh, I guess you guys aren't going to do the fight. It was never planned beyond that. I'll still do the fight with Jimmy. If we can make it work, logistically speaking, I know Jimmy has a certain amount of money he wants to make off of it. I don't really care about the money necessarily. We can make some cash. I made money on the fight for Ellis Mania, but it all has to sort of come to fruition. We have to start putting those pieces together in order to make that happen. And right now I'm just a little bit too busy to sort of full-time training camp and to plan a fucking pay-per-view. So it'll happen possibly. More than likely it'll happen. And Jimmy Martinez is a guy that we talked about doing it with, but it was never planned beyond just a conversation. So to clear the air on that. All right. This is basically it. That's the show, right? That's it, Shannon?
Yes.
Good job. Good job, baby girl. You did a great job today. Harrington, you were here. Happy birthday.
Is it your birthday?
Oh. This is birthday 40 ago.
Happy birthday.
Now you get to happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
What?
I was going to say thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we got to go. Thank you so much for listening to Real Ass Podcast. We will be back on Wednesday with two more incredible white guests, and we will see you then. Peace.
Bye.
That's all, folks.